Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who moved to Donegal, Ireland, right out of high school. Your host, Maceo.
You're listening to Everything EHC. I just grabbed Abby when she was leaving with the Aussies and said, let's do a podcast. Abby, how are you? Who are you? Where are you from? What's going on?
Abby. Who's Abby? my name is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
I am a volunteer counselor this year in Enchanted Hills Camp for youth and teen. I'm from Tucson, Arizona originally, now coming via Berkeley, California.
Nice. And how did you get involved with Enchanted Hills Camp, Abby?
Well, roundabout way to say it is I got involved with the Lighthouse for the Blind, San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, visually impaired, and started helping them out. And I met too many nice folks to get away. They just sucked me in. And then I was teaching, came and taught last year science, STEM.
That's
STEM
it.
Camp, STEAM camp, actually. Mm-hmm. Science, technology, engineering, arts,
and what did you do with that? What
I was
part
teaching,
were you?
I was all science. I was teaching biology and orienteering last year.
All right. So what do you do in real life then?
Ooh, IRL, as the kids taught me. IRL.
I don't know what that is.
In real life.
Yeah. Oh, God. What do you do IRL?
In the physical world.
Yeah, outside of this dreamland.
I am a PhD student at the University of California, Berkeley.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Yes. Becoming a doctor of sorts.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Let's see. Okay, so we did talked about some... how do you like listening to the sound of your voice in those headphones?
I don't like it at all.
You were going to tell me something, and then you said, let's wait till the podcast.
Tell me now. Evolutionary factoid. Everyone, welcome to Science Cast.
Yeah, here we go. STEAM camp.
Doom, 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 boom, doom. Boom, 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 we got to do the Bill Nye,
Yeah, oh
Bill,
yeah.
Bill. anyway, the reason that we don't like to hear our own voice, and usually people think it's kind of grody or it doesn't sound like them or whatever it is, it's because sort of from an evolutionary perspective, we're not meant to hear our own voice. There's really no circumstance in which early man would be hearing their own voice aside from echo, and that usually doesn't sound quite as repulsive.
Huh.
So hearing our direct voice meant, in the early days, that we had some sort of disease or syndrome or defect that was causing you shouldn't be hearing your own voice. So obviously it was some sort of sickness or some sort of injury. That was the only circumstance in which you might hear an internal echo.
Wow.
And so it would signal to you that in some way, right, you were sick or hurt or something like that.
Hmm.
And so now when we hear it, right, we say something's off. Something's
yeah, wrong. It doesn't sound right. No. Until you do it so much that...
That you grow to love it, you, well, like Maceo.
I wasn't going there, but I'm blushing now because you have to say stuff like that. No, it becomes a way of life, a part of who you are.
I'm sure you get used to it. You must.
And then you don't hear the difference anymore.
Well, here's my question. Well, I was going to ask Maceo, do you think your voice sounds different from what you expect, you know, in your head when you're hearing it on radio?
That's interesting. Hang on. I have to think about that for a second. In context, I guess if I really think about it, when I'm recording and singing and playing music, my singing does change when I put the headphones on and change volumes of microphones and things that are going on according to what I'm hearing in my ear, not what I'm hearing internally. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So...
Do you think you're responding back to your...
It's a call and repeat. Yeah. It's understanding of what you sound like without amplification and what you sound like with amplification. And there's a learning curve, a process of how to train your voice to do the things that you want it to do
on the radio.
That you hear OJ Radio. You get what I'm saying? That's some deep conversations. What is your favorite EHC meal? The ones you bring.
As I say, for the world to hear, if you didn't already know, I have quite a soft stomach. So though EHC has fantastic meals,
yes,
it can be a little tough on
thing.
Me. But I'm trying to. Breakfast is my most reliable EHC meal.
Cool,
I don't make myself eggs every morning.
Do you have a favorite EHC activity that you like to be at and help out with around here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love nature.
Yes, you do.
Nature Abbey loves that. Mm-hmm. Rec has been fantastic this year, and Tion's left, so I'm not even trying to please
her. Yeah, nice. You're not even kissing up to her. That's awesome.
All
good
about
job.
That kickball. Learned how to play goalball yesterday.
Yeah, I was
fantastic.
Watching some of that. Very cool. Tell me a little bit about, like, if you're going to go out to eat, do you very choosy about where you go out to eat, or are you particularly just eating the things that you know you can eat?
It's the latter. Okay. I really try to go for something that I know is
so what do you do right. what are you going to go out with Joe, what do you guys do?
Yeah, you know, we go out, so we like to see movies.
Okay.
We love movies.
What was the last movie you went and saw?
Oh, that's a good question. Right before we came.
I do that too. I just saw it.
Oh my god, no, I really did. I just saw it. Oh, we saw Sorry to Bother You, mm-hmm. which was an interesting film. Maybe you don't need to talk about that.
That's okay. Yeah, no, that's all right. But I want to know.
Before that, we saw American Animals, which I would highly, highly recommend.
It's on my list.
It was fantastic.
I'm
going to
check that out.
It was not only I don't want to spoil anything, but it's the only film I've ever seen that sort of expertly weaves docudrama and documentary.
Perfect.
Into the same film.
Excellent, excellent.
I didn't know the story.
No,
don't look it up before you
no,
see it.
No, don't.
That's
yeah, go in
I'll
cold.
Say. Just go see
go
it.
Go in cold. Excellent non-spoiler movie review right here. What was the title again?
American Animals.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Tell us a little bit about your, just, you know, we're just trying to get to know you. You got any weird habits or anything you do that's kind of quirky or cool?
Let me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to play the ukulele, but that's old news around here. We got a lot of uke folks.
I noticed you haven't been running as much around here lately. You were running last year.
I haven't been doing as running, but it's because the campgrounds, I'm a little afraid a tree's going to hit me.
Oh,
while
that's
I'm on
right,
because
you were going into lower camp and running around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I play Ultimate Frisbee.
That's cool.
One of my sports. Joe and I how we met. We play together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
hey, you told me
sports.
On the podcast. I didn't even have to ask. Joe.
Yeah, Joe. He's like, I like that guy, Maceo Riza.
Sorry he had to leave.
No, he was loving it. He was never a camp kid.
Okay.
And so now in our, as grown-ups, kind of.
He got to have that little bit of experience.
Yeah, he got to have his moment. He loved goalball. He was all about bowling,
perfect.
Lawn bowling,
all right.
Swimming, all of our favorite EHG activities.
That's
right,
excellent.
Maceo?
That's awesome. I'm so glad you brought him up here and we got to meet him.
Yeah,
shout
great.
Out to our buddy Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's. How about a hard question for you?
All right, give me a tough one.
What's your song title?
My song?
Yeah. What is your... If someone was going to write a... If Joe was going to write a song about you... If you were going to write a song about you, it can be made up or it can be a song title that already exists. What is your song title?
Oh. You know, I was immediately going to go to the food stuff since I'm always excited. I was going to say no garlic or onions. a memoir. And,
a memoir. Super good.
Yeah, my other favorite is a friend quoted from a few weeks ago. So I'll shout out to Yasser, who will never hear this.
Cool.
White people and their allergies.
New hit song. You heard it here first. Everything EHC. Abby, you are hilarious and always so fun. I've always enjoyed your company and working with you. Thank you for judging the Man Jam.
Oh, of course.
And doing, you know, all the things that you do here to help out.
Man
you got
Jam's
a,
my favorite.
Got a great spirit, and you just kind of bebop around here like it's home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
just
I love
chilling
it
out. Yeah.
It is. It's a place to be.
And I only fell down one time this summer, and it was playing ping pong with you. So.
Woo! Ooh, Maceo's got some skills on the ping pong court. I'll say that he really goes for.
Thank
those
you. You didn't really say anything
it's all
when
the
we
curve
were
curve balls. It's all about those little short stops.
You didn't really say anything when we were playing, so I felt like my game was off. But I am down with the super
spin. I was so
spin.
Focused.
Yeah,
you know?
You were trying to
I
hit
was
it back
really
to me.
Just
I know.
Trying to
I know.
Hit
you
it
didn't
back.
Want to lose to a blind guy. I get it. I understand.
It was a tough, tough game.
You've been listening to everything EHC.
Right.
You want to challenge me to ping pong? Just send me a message. We will line that up here.
A final plug heard here. Abby will be offering, we hope, in the near future, an orienteering course, likely for adults. But if you want to learn how to navigate by map and compass, visually or otherwise, coming up to Enchanted Tales Camp for orienteering.
There it is. Or you can always get in contact with us to find out how that is done, where it's done. We'll figure it out somehow.
That's
we'll
right.
make it happen.
We're going to do it here.
Okay.
At Enchanted Hills Camp.
At Enchanted Hills Camp, the place to be. I'm Maceo. That's Abby. We had so much fun, as always.
That's right.
You know, just kind of doing some finishing up podcasts here on this hot afternoon before I have to head home this evening. It's a little bittersweet, but at the same time, I get to start posting all of these awesome podcasts.
You're working hard day after day after day after day.
I have so much fun, Abby.
We have so much fun with you,
okay,
Maceo.
Cool.
So,
thank you,
MC. Why don't you round us out? Because I like the sound of your voice more than I like the sound of mine.
We are over and out.